There are a lot of concerns these days about the out-of-control collection of personal data online. But at the University of Washington, researchers are thinking much further ahead. They're already worrying about how to keep marketers from tracking our brains. NPR's Martin Kosty reports from Seattle.
For just a few $100, you can buy yourself a consumer-grade brain scanning device. Technically, they're called brain-computer interfaces.
With the Emotive Insight, you can optimize your cognitive performance. You can measure and monitor your own or your family's mental health and fitness.
Basically, what we're talking about here is headgear that senses electrical patterns in your brain. It can tell if you're excited or relaxed or focused, and that information can be used to, say, control a video game. Believe it or not, they just held the second annual Neurogaming Expo in San Francisco.
It's happening somewhat faster than we thought.
This is Howard Chizik. He's a professor of electrical engineering at the University of Washington.
A couple of the new products that have shown up are already along the pathway that I think we thought were probably a couple of years away.
And that's why Chizik and some grad students have scrambled to set up this research project.
So it should be very tight, but it shouldn't be too uncomfortable.
They put a sensor cap on a human subject, in this case me, and then they have him play a fiendishly difficult video game they call Flappy Whale.
You're 2600. 28.
No!
Oh, back to 27. Be the game. Be the whale.
Now, while the human subject concentrates on flying the whale through barriers, occasional images flicker on the monitor. They're logos for fast food or coffee shops. The sensor cap records the subject's responses to those logos.
By putting something on your head, you're actually providing an extra source of information.
Grad student Tamara Bonacci says that information that's leaking from your skull while you play the game can be very revealing.
Consequences of providing that signal without thinking about it are probably similar to the consequences of giving your DNA sample to some online database.
Really? Wearing a skull cap while playing a game is comparable to sharing DNA? It seems far-fetched. But Professor Chizik says the day may come when millions of people play online games while wearing these things. Whoever controls the game could play a kind of 20 questions, collecting players' emotional responses to whatever they flash on the screen.
I could flash pictures of male-male, female-female, male-female couples and see which ones you react to. And going through sort of a logic tree, I could extract your sexual orientation. I could show political candidates and begin to understand your political orientation and then sell that to pollsters.
Of course, this is all still very theoretical, but that's why they're doing the research, and why it's being funded by the National Science Foundation. If they can figure out what the privacy threats are ahead of time, maybe they can propose ways to build in security from the start. Chizik says we shouldn't repeat the mistakes that were made in the early days of the Internet.
When email started, defense against malware and spam and all sorts of other things was not built in. And, you know, now it's actually a question whether we can ever have a secure internet.
If Chizik and his team are successful, maybe we can avoid future news stories about the stubborn problem of brain spyware. Martin Kosty, NPR News, Seattle.